Super Bowl 54. Catch it live here. The Super Bowl plays here.
Atlanta Sports Radio. 92.9. The Game.
Did Odell give you money?
Yeah, I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I can say yeah.
Joe Burrow, I'm not a student athlete anymore. Yeah, Odell gave me money. Yes, he was handing out real cash.
See that? Yeah, yeah. I saw LSU issue that statement. Was it yesterday where they were talking about they're investigating it and they've given? Yeah, that's yeah.
But this is a pretty easy solve, though, for LSU in a way, right? What they have to do is they have to just go to all their players, I guess maybe just the one, and not just the ones returning. But somebody said, well, if they're a senior, then it doesn't matter. It may not matter to the player. He's not going to lose any eligibility like Burrow.
It's a couple cats on there that were still playing.
And they could come back on LSU still if you got paid, I mean, in theory. So
see, this is
– just
this
give the money back.
This is what Odell Beckham Jr. did in his moment of trying to be extra. He's put LSU under the microscope for so – like, this is one of those situations, John, where you can start asking questions that ain't got nothing to do with the night in question. Like, you know what I mean?
Should we be talking about whether or not they're the greatest team of all time or have the greatest season
of all
time?
But see what he did. Like,
and instead, we're talking about
this. That's what I'm saying. This was the stupidest thing that you could have done. Yes, you peeled off like a couple hundos and handed it to the kids. Dog, you didn't have to do that on camera and then videotape it. Everything is not for the Snapchat or the Twitter or the Instagram's consumption. It's not.
Look,
can't be.
We know, everybody knows, and if you don't know, then you're a fool. I'm sorry, you just are. $100 handshakes happen all the time.
No, they don't.
In college athletics.
No, they don't. We don't know that.
Oh, I know that.
See, John, there you go. Now you're being Joe Burrow.
I've seen way too many $100 handshakes.
I was being facetious.
Yes, I've worked at two different universities, and the boosters will take a $100 bill, wad it up in their hand, and they'll go up to the star player, and they'll shake their hand.
You know what? The funny thing about it, though, normally
– all the time.
Normally, even when you're giving out gifts for weddings and endowments and stuff like that, when you're giving out bread, normally people do that in envelopes. They're a little bit more discreet. You want it to be seen. That's the problem that I have with this. Now you've put your university in jeopardy. Like,
right.
Seriously, that you've done. That's what you've done for being extra.
Again, if LSU can corral the money and give it back or donate it to charity, I think the NCAA may say okay. I don't think there's anything really befalling, but, I mean, it's just a bad look. And OBJ, to steal the thunder of his own team,
John,
we should be celebrating LSU this.
It was stupid. It was stupid. It was that's one of the moments you ask yourself, why? Why did it need to be that? Why did you need to be on camera doing that? Why?
Right.
Because of what? What did you get out of that? I mean, you – like, really and truly, because of your stature – and what you've accomplished already, you took a little bit of the thunder away from the kids.
By the way, I want to be transparent here. I have given money to players in the past. I'll let you know.
$100 handshakes, John.
It wasn't $100 handshakes; more like $20 handshakes. But I've given money to players in the past. Yes.
Don't have it. I hope the NCAA ain't listening because they're going to ask questions.
92.9 The Game, breaking news. Howard.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to be transparent about it. I've done it. No question. I mean, I've done it. I've worked at Wake Forest. I worked at San Diego State. Hanging around Nebraska for those years. I could just tell you I have.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and that's okay in my book. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, but you know the way the NCAA is, and you know how they overreact to everything. Because, you know, it's funny. Even after he did that, the immediate reaction on Twitter was, and they were right, all that NCAA – NCAA.
Who knows? Maybe the NCAAA.
No. That was
who knows?
Orrin called that joke. It was a side joke a little bit, but yeah, they're gonna be calling. But you don't do stuff like that, man. You don't do stuff.
Yeah, because just if nothing else,
it's stupid.
It takes away from what you know. It becomes the story that we're talking about, and
you
not
stole
talking about
their thunder.
LSU, right?
You stole the thunder for what?
You know, you got
just you peeled off a couple bills,
right?
And gave it to the young man. You could have did that in the tunnel.
Right.
Who was videotaping that? Who videotaped
that?
That was a scripted scene. You know what the bad part about being living in the dead age that we live in now, John? I look at everything now, and especially the job that we do. I look at everything with the side eye now. I have to. Like, I'm gonna talk about it in Hughes World. Saw the Aaron Hernandez documentary last night, the one that they have on Netflix.
Right.
Looked at that with a side eye.
Did you? Because I haven't seen it yet. But we're not going to spoil it.
Chop it up. We're going to chop it up. We're going to chop it up about 20 minutes.
Okay. Oh, but, okay, good. That's fine.
Yeah, we're going to chop it up about 20 minutes. Looked at that with the side eye. Like, we've gotten to the point now that everything that we do for social media, that we're doing it for likes, we're doing it for clicks.
Right.
We're doing it. Followers, like, that was a clickbait moment. That was a click moment.
No question.
That was a click moment. No question. That really didn't have to be one. Like, I'm pretty sure that what LSU's done, there's probably been a few other alumni who've come through and looked out for the young fellas.
Right.
No question about that. But we don't hear about them because they do it the right way. Everybody doesn't need to know everything about you. I mean, I believe in transparency and full disclosure about certain things, but, you know, there has to be a side. Even in if you're married or whatnot, there has to be a side of you that's all yours, or, you know, that nobody gets to know. Like, it has to be. You got to have, like, that me time that you have. This right here is stupid. This right. was stupid.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other college headlines here, because there's other news. If you're an Alabama fan, you're really excited. Najee Harris coming back, like Alex Leatherwood, like Dylan Moses, and that's certainly a big plus for Mac Jones or Bryce Young, whoever the quarterback
Who?
Is.
Mac Jones.
Najee Harris back for another year. Chuba Hubbard is staying at Oklahoma State, which surprised a lot of people, but he decided to stay. 7 LSU players have now declared for the NFL draft. Clyde Edwards-Helaire off to the NFL draft. Justin Jefferson, Grant Delpit, not a surprise, and others.
Man, strike while iron's hot,
yep.
man.
And T. Higgins, for the star wide receiver for Clemson, says he is going to.
Might as well.
The NFL. So. Just some of those guys that are going to go to the NFL draft. And T. Higgins is joining a wide receiver class that deep. Is insanely deep.
Deep. That's why when you look at that, you know, just to put it in perspective for you, it's probably going to be hard for A.B. to probably get a job in the NFL and get the kind of money that he was commanding before all of this stuff went down.
All right, so now I'm going to say we just said all that kind of list of names here. I'm going to tell you one guy as a Falcons fan that I would be very excited to see in a Falcons, whatever the Falcons' new uniform happens to look like.
Don't say a receiver.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. You know who I would really like to see? But we probably won't get him. Derrick Henry. Could you imagine Derrick Henry?
As a free agent?
Well, he's going to be a free agent. If right. if they allow him to become a free agent.
Right.
Could you see him in a Falcons uniform? That's a big dude.
Yeah, we could wear pink. I wouldn't care what colors we wore. Put that dude.
That
out
would
there.
Be a good. That
what
would be
color
a good
do you
get.
Want, Derek?
But he's gonna command a lot of money, and I don't think that the Falcons are gonna be willing to pay him the kind of money that he's
yeah,
gonna
he's
command
in free agency. Well, how about largest contract ever for a running back?
Yeah, he's probably gonna get that, especially if they mess around and win the Super Bowl.
Yep. Bobby Petrino got another job.
Yes, he did. I thought about you
Man,
in that.
What about that career track? NFL Falcons, right? You know, and then, of course, he leaves the sticky notes. Then he goes to Arkansas and gets on the motorcycle with a whore and crashes that thing.
Uh-huh.
And then ends up at Louisville.
Lieutenant O'Hara.
And then goes from Arkansas to Louisville, then from Louisville to Western Kentucky, and from Western Kentucky to Missouri State, where he's making $250,000 a year.
Aww. That's not bad, though.
He was that NFL coach making $4 million. He's at Missouri. But isn't that a little reverse? Put that motorcycle in reverse.
But I think at that point in your life, John, if you went to those great heights and you're making $250,000, that's all you're doing at that point is just maintaining. Get your nice little house.
Is that a little come down or not?
If that's the case, John, I took a huge pay cut doing radio when I left.
I know you did. I took a huge pay cut leaving TV. I know.
But you know what? I look at it like this. If you like doing what you do, you really don't work. I mean, and that's the truth. If you really, truly enjoy what you do, you really don't work. You never work a day in your life. And maybe that's how he's looking at it.
All right. Just advice to those of you in Springfield, Missouri, at Missouri State for the Missouri State Bears, okay? No sticky notes, no motorcycles, and nobody female working with
you
them.
You like
okay?
the ladies. You still like – no, yeah, you probably got to get rid of your female – or protect your female staff members. Not get rid of them, protect them.
Yes, protect them, okay?
That's not right. That's kind of mean.
I don't care.
Well, we know you don't care.
We know you don't like him. Whatever list I have, that dude, he's on that list, and he's top five.
Tell us how you really feel about Petrino, John Fricke.
That dude, yeah. I was actually excited when the Falcons hired him.
No, I can tell. And then when he left, sticky notes and everything, that's kind of your trigger right there.
Oh, yeah. Look out on my team in the middle of the year.
Yeah, don't with sticky
you
notes.
You are dead to me. So when he crashes by.
You know what? I'm going to text Algie and I'm going to ask him about him. I got Algie's number. Algie probably hang up on me. Click, click. Don't. How dare you disrespect me like
don't
that?
Don't call a curse at me.
Don't you ever
don't
call
curse
me
at me. I mean, it's like a Petrino. You, Petrino.
No, I'm just going to say the text message, say Petrino, and then let it go from there. Petrino!
All right, let's win you $1,000 right now, huh?
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Go. That's it. Go.
That's it. That's pretty good.
Normally I have to spell things, but if I... Okay, for you at Ackworth, G-O.
Go. You don't live that far from Ackworth, do you?
Well, no, I...
Well, I tell you, you're going to mess around. They're going to be at the end of your call to say.
Go to 72881. I'm teasing. If I told Bobby Petrino how to spell go, never mind. 72881 from your cell phone. Again, the word is go from your cell phone at 72881. National Signing Bonus Contest word of the hour is go. So go. Message, data rate, supply, don't text or drive. Complete results, spendjointhegame.com/rules. All right, it's kind of smooth right now around here. Man, I always loved this song. Santana was always on my playlist. Carlos could play. Will Carroll, injury expert, slide on into the show next after a CBS Sports Minute.
The game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Kia Studios on this Thursday. Again, the AFC and NFC championship games can be heard right here on 92 on the game. Our coverage begins Sunday at 2 with the Titans and Chiefs. That will be followed by the Packers and the 49ers, and both games live back-to-back in the doubleheader. If you're out and about and in your car, you don't have to miss a minute of either game live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's go to the waveport.com hotline. The brand manager for Modus Global, columnist for BetQL, is Will Carroll. He is our injury expert, and he joins us this morning to talk about these two big games and more.
Will, what's going on this morning?
Hey, so much. It's a great time of year.
So, Will, we're just going to get right to it. Tack McKinley, he's had like his second shoulder surgery since he's been an Atlanta Falcon. What is going on? What is his timetable? Any concern that he's going to not be 100% for camp?
No, it's unlikely. He had surgery, and in all likelihood, it's exactly what he had before, that he tore his labrum. They had put it back together. It's a surgery that's certainly problematic. It's certainly painful. Kept him out of those last couple games, but he should be able to recover from it. Serious surgery, but you have to wonder, is this something that's just the way he's built, a genetic issue, or whether he's just going to keep breaking down under this kind of load. It's always going to be a risk for him, but should have no problem coming back from it as he did before.
We're talking with Will Carroll. He is our injury expert. Man knows everything about everything. We're going to get into the AFC and NFC championship games in a moment. First, a couple of local updates. You asking about Tack. I'm going to ask you about Joseph Martinez because Atlanta United is now training. He says that, and we believe him, that he wasn't 100% during the Eastern Conference Finals against Toronto last year, and he's been dealing with his quad. What can we expect in terms of how long that lingers for him?
Well, this is just going to be a maintenance issue for him. That injury goes all the way back to 2017 when he's playing internationally.
Right.
It's one where you have to understand how the body repairs itself. When the muscle fibers tear like that, especially as significant a tear as that was, it fills in with scar. And then over time, you build around it. So it's essentially like patching a tire. If you get a puncture, you can patch it. But if you get another puncture, you can patch it again. You end up with just a weaker and weaker situation with more and more a scar going through that. And that's what it is. As good as he is, as aggressive as he plays, he puts so much stress on that muscle that he's basically making it weaker and weaker each time. So we'll have to see exactly how it goes. And it's going to be a big challenge for the Atlanta medical staff. They're going to have to maintain him. They're going to have to make sure he doesn't do too much. he's going to have to make adjustments to his game so that he doesn't overstress it as well.
Is that a case, because I know that there's a new thing here, well, with stem cell therapy. Is that something that could help, something like that?
Yeah, it is. It's something that we still don't understand exactly how stem cells work. You know, we know putting them in there can help the healing process. So that's something that's usually done in the very immediate stages after an injury. So when you're at this point, I'm not sure if it's something that can really help Martinez unless he has another acute injury.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Will Kerr, injury expert and brand manager at Modus Global. Talk about Jabari Parker. What can you tell us about him? We didn't get to go ask you last week his shoulder about his shoulder. How is he doing?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny you mentioned stem cells because that's likely what he had here. Some variation of stem cells and PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. They're just trying to heal up that shoulder, make sure everything stays safe. They didn't hear procedure and you stay out a couple weeks. They're basically giving it time to calm down. They're giving it time for the healing process to take over. And stem cells is usually where you see the 2 weeks come in. When you hear PRP, you usually hear a couple days. Stem cells, heck, it costs more. You might as well give it a few more days to come through. So it's one that they hope can heal things up and prevent a surgery from happening in the future.
Talking with Will Carroll. Will, let's shift to the AFC and NFC title games. Broadly, and I know that he wants to ask you about a couple of direct questions about players, but I want you to speak broadly. I mean, we're 17 to 18 games in to a regular season, and Hugh always likes to say the big difference between playing hurt and playing injured. In this day and age, how easy or difficult is it with the medical that's available to you to play hurt? I'm not talking about injured. We're talking about being able to play hurt and that they can get you ready for the physicality of these games on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is that we've accelerated healing times, but the body is still the body. They're getting bigger, stronger, faster, which means more forces, more injuries. That's why we've seen that go up. We can manage pain. We can help things go on, but the body still does break down. And even when you see someone come in there and come back from an injury and play well, like a George Kittle with that broken ankle he had midseason, it's still problematic for him. So they're going to have to maintain it the way through. And when you're talking about a team of 53 guys, you're not talking about two or three guys that are in the training room every day and having to focus on. You're probably looking at 20 to 30 that are doing something. So you run out of man hours. If you start having to deal with too many injuries, it wears down the medical staff. And that's why we see there's almost a death spiral effect. If you get too many guys that you're having to deal with, those kind of maintenance things, you miss out on prevention time.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Will Kerr, injury expert and brand manager for Modus Global. Speaking of George Kittle, late addition to the injury report, any concern about that ankle?
Yeah, you definitely have to worry about the maintenance. He didn't have a whole lot of problem with it, but we don't know exactly how fully healed that was, whether there's some ligament involvement, what the consequences are. And if that thing's wearing down, they're going to do everything they can to get through this week knowing that he's got at least 2 weeks to heal up ahead of the Super Bowl, maybe longer if they lose. This is likely to be a maintenance issue. But I'm certainly going to be watching the practice reports today and tomorrow ahead of this weekend's games.
You know, one of the other things I'm noticing on just going through the injury reports for both teams is that, like, Geronimo Allison, for example, from the Packers, or Shady McCoy from the Chiefs, they're not dealing with injuries. They're dealing with illness. And that is, you know, who was it, Hugh, who took two planes recently?
The Patriots.
They took two planes through. And they were flying down to like Houston or someplace, and they took two planes because they had illness running through your team. That just for the individual player, that's one thing, but also for the remainder of the team, because that seems to me to be, you know, something that you don't necessarily think about, Will, but is a major concern, because if you get something that goes viral in the wrong kind, I mean, literally viral, you could be in a big world of hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're in such tight quarters. These guys are, it's not just the locker room. These guys are literally up against each other. They're in the weight room. You've been around each other, so it tends, especially at the end of the season, you end up with kind of a monoculture where guys have been exposed to the same things in the same places, yet they are all going home. A lot of them have small children, which those kids tend to be germ factories. It's a wonder we don't have more of those kind of issues than we do. The other thing you have to watch out for is infection. You know, especially with turf, we see an increased risk of infection. You see guys, a lot of people ask me, what are those pads that you see kind of taped to the back of guys' arm? It's to keep them from rubbing against the turf, and that's almost an instant infection. Because honestly, those guys are sweaty. They're spitting. It's just a disgusting environment.
Wow, I hadn't really put all that together. I wondered why. Yeah, well, I thought that was just about.
I guess I'm lucky because
I didn't really think about it. But affected,
from playing on the turf. Because I never wore those things.
Yeah, exactly. Those weren't around. And obviously, we do a lot to try to alleviate that. We've seen problems with serious infections. It was just a couple of years ago, the Cleveland Browns, and I think it was the Buccaneers, that were dealing with MRSA. And we've done a lot more to avoid and prevent with that. But when it gets around, it's a bad one.
I do appreciate it as always, Will. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Will Carroll, injury expert and brand manager for Modus Global.
Don't miss the Atlanta Hawks doing Peachtree Night as they go head-to-head against the reigning NBA champs, the Toronto Raptors, on Monday, January 20th. At State Farm Arena, get your tickets today at hawks.com/tickets.
Any of your locker rooms ever get sick and you had to kind of take
Not like that. That's what I'm saying. I was pretty lucky because we never had to deal with anything like that.
I never knew that those, until now, this is what you know, the tape that they wear on their
head. I did not know that either.
You know, I thought it was just for abrasion.
I thought it was too. Did not know that.
I didn't realize it was for infection.
I don't want to get infection. What'd you say? What'd you say that Orange Signal? Hold up. He said, Orin said he just had to have some bone removed because he had a staph infection.
Wow.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I didn't mean it like it happened like yesterday. I was just like, okay, yeah, maybe I need to clean that story up a little bit. It was 10 years ago that it happened. Not like last week or like a year ago. It was like, you know, a while ago. Wow.
Yeah, and I know that this is an issue. I know that Nebraska played a bowl game one time where they lost. It wasn't for the national title. They lost a bowl game, and they never wanted to use it as an excuse, but I think they had something on the order, and this is not, they're not alone. I just happen to know this particular case, where something on the order of like 40 players had the flu.
John Fricke, I just wanted to throw this out here real quick because he just came across my timeline. The Cheesecake Factory is making cheesecake flavor ice cream in 7 flavors.
Well, cheesecake is something that I happen to be a very big fan of. And that is very dangerous.
Dude, we got to talk about this probably tomorrow. Because we got some fans coming in. On Hughes World this next segment, we got some company coming in. They're coming from the Atlanta Falcons. And we're going to talk to them on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm saying that. That's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
Hughes World is brought to you by Georgia's own Lit Ultra Premium Vodka. The smoothest vodka in the game. Get lit and live in the day. John, I'm excited because we have Morgan Shaw Parker, Falcons Chief Marketing Officer, in the building with us today. Morgan, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And you know what else I'm excited about, John? Because there was some news that dropped earlier this week about the Falcons uniforms. And I know with her being the chief marketing officer that she has to know a little something about something. Because, you know, the marketing, it's about the way the clothes are going to look. It's about the paraphernalia that we're about to get as Falcons fans. So I'm just going to ask flat out, what's up with the color scheme?
Oh, my Morgan? Goodness. You're hitting me up front.
Yeah, this says flat
questions.
Out. I mean, I know you're okay. So this, I know you can't answer them. So I'm going to kind of like guess a little bit and see if you could give me like a nod or something to let me know if I'm on the right track.
Wink, wink,
yeah,
or
even though we're on the radio, I'm going to see if we can do that. Okay, so me and John Fricke were kind of kicking around a little bit. And there's not going to be any gold in the new uniforms, is it? No gold.
I can tell you that we are going to stay true to Atlanta. We're going to stay true to the soul of the Falcons. But we're taking insights from the fans. And we've been listening to them for over 2 years. Actually, we've been taking insights for over a decade. We went back to all of the comments that fans have been making. We literally gleaned chat rooms and online and focus groups and a player committee that was part of the design as well. And we listened and responded, which is what Arthur's mantra is. It's been one of his core values for a long, long time since he started Home Depot. And it's going to be really cool. I can tell you that.
I can imagine. And you know what else was really cool? The fact, the way that he did it. He sent a letter to the fans, and he told them, John Freeman, because I found it, you know, I found this out through Terry, because, you know, Mr. Fox, our illustrious leader, told us that he was really excited about the fact that that Mr. Blank actually sent the letter and kind of told them, you know, what was going on. Didn't give them the information that I'm trying to get, and Morgan still hasn't given it to us, but, you know. I mean, basically said, you know, the way that he did it was pretty cool.
Well, it was really, really important that for Arthur that he let the season ticket members know first. They have been ride or die. And, you know, we know it's tough. The disappointment of the season, it's felt by him. It's felt by all. And he felt that he owed it to them to let them know first. And it's exciting. I mean, as you guys know, I'll steal a line from Deion Sanders. Look good, feel good, play good.
Yes.
And honestly, as you attest, you know, this is fun. This is just fun
it
stuff.
It is. Because now, like, we're sitting here and we're trying to guess what's possibly going to be different. Now, when you say true to Atlanta, to me, John, that automatically says black and red. That's not going to change. But there's so much that you could do with that. And the simple fact that, and I'm not putting you on the spot. Like I said, wink, 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 nod, nod, if you want to, you know, give us a little hints. I have a feeling the logo is going to be a little different.
Well, you know, you've got to think about what's true. I know, you're shoving it in there. I know. You're smart. Smart. He's trying to get something. Now, when you think about it and you think about the soul of Atlanta and what the fans really want, I can tell you there were some common themes that came up. I can't tell you all of them because I'd probably give it away then. Mm-hmm. But what I can tell you is they wanted it to be simple. It's intended simplicity as well. So don't overdo it. Don't try to be a college team. Don't try to look like you're trying too hard. And so there's a little bit of simplicity in there. I think that, you know, they really wanted us to stay true to the city, stay true to the soul, but also, you know, evolve. This is the first uniform redesign we've had in 17 years.
Are you taking notes, John? Yeah,
well, I am taking notes. Morgan Shaw Parker, Chief Marketing Officer of the Atlanta Falcons. I have two questions. One, will the redesign, whatever it is, in your opinion, be major?
I would say it's a significant redesign.
Okay.
It
right,
is.
So significant was the word we
look
used.
At you asking the right kind of questions, John Freeman.
Now, secondly to that is I'm an old school Falcons fan. Yeah. I'm a red hat Falcons fan. Mm-hmm. We've been black hats for nearly 30 years, some variation of a black hat. Mm-hmm. Will there be a new change to the helmet in some form or fashion?
Well, that's a great question. And the reason that this uniform redesign process takes 2 full years with the NFL is because there's a lot of rules and regulations that we have to abide by. As you guys know, it's not like the MLS. Where you get to do this every year. So with the NFL rules, we can only have one helmet. Now, I can tell you that we've been pushing really hard, and thank goodness we have Rich McKay here with the Falcons as head of the competition committee as well. But we've been pushing for 2 helmets. So this year we're going in with an NFL rule of 1 helmet. So it has to be 1 across home, away, alternate and throwback. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you there's a whole spectrum. But as an avid Falcons fan, as someone from here, you're going to be happy. As someone who's, you know, just recently come to the city and maybe the Falcons are your second favorite team or you're beginning to know what it's all about here in Atlanta and what the Falcons represent, you're going to be happy too.
So is it safe to say, like, since this is a new uniform change and I've been down here for a while, it'd be some Hugh Douglas friendly like stuff that I could wear because, you know, like I'm still kind of like, you know, affiliated with that team up north, but I still have the Atlanta love. So it's going to be like since I'm assuming, John, since it's the new uniform change, I could kind of get away with kind of wearing a little bit of Atlanta Falcons stuff this year. Huh?
Well,
you think so?
Here's the thing is that you know, we really want to be reflective of the market, not only in what we produce on the field or what the brand looks like, but what our apparel looks like, what that jersey looks like. So if you think about it, appealing to men, to women, to old, to young, I think we've got something for everybody in there. So I think you're going to look good.
I'm excited, John, because you know what? We got a little bit of information.
Well, I have another question, though. Morgan Shaw
Parker.
Yeah, I got some more. Chief Marketing Officer. The announcement is going to be in April, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and when the announcement is made, will you do it either in private with the media or will you stream it or put it for the public? Will you have models? How is this announcement going to happen?
Well, here's what I can tell you is that the NFL kind of formula for uniform redesigns is a bit old and tired. And if you really think about being, you know, being evocative of Atlanta, then I think it's going to be fresh. What I told the players is I'm not going to have you guys doing silly poses on a stage looking like the Jets or the Steelers or anyone else. It's going to be true to Atlanta.
Okay, well, and again, understanding that Morgan's got it, you know, she's got, but I am just so fascinated because, yeah, the word started to leak out. You mentioned the letter from Arthur Blank to the season ticket holders, and then Brett Jukes.
He's talking about being excited about the new uniform change.
Yeah, Brett Jukes, who's works alongside Morgan, tweeted out, you know, something kind of a teaser, and I'm like, okay, all right, you got to, and then the Falcons went blast, and I have had Morgan. We in the last few days, we've had news about, you know, the Braves have made news, LSU's made news, all these big stories, and we'd be tweeting out all these major stories, right? What's the one that got the most response?
The Falcons'
new uniforms has been just going crazy.
And what is
it going
to? And what potentially could the new logo look like? Because when I think about, and I know you can't respond to this, but you're just sitting here with me and John Frigier talking, and we're going to look for you for cues to see if we're on the right track or not. But to me, John, it's more. When you think about the uniform rollouts, I think mostly the ones that I've seen, the numbers change slightly. Mm-hmm. They might change the way the numbers look. Maybe the color scheme.
I
look over at Morgan, I'm thinking solid pants.
I'm thinking silver
She's
bridges.
Giving me no clue. She hasn't done nothing. She's not. She's like looking. She hasn't even batted her eyes. She hasn't even blinked.
Here's what's great is you've got a few new elements in there, which is going to be really fun. But we've got a whole closet to play with. I think, if I'm right, the NFL will let you have four jerseys. They'll let you have four pants.
That's a hint.
The socks are. I tell you what. These guys care more about the socks and how that looks.
Because the solid socks look so much better than the striped socks.
Oh, my goodness. This is a debate in the locker room.
Yes.
It's really important.
This has been going on. You know what we used to do when I played? We used to cut socks and take the black part of the socks and put it with the other pair so that you only had like to have 2 inches showing. So we would make it so that you would tape 2 inches of white on there so that it would be almost all black. So this is a big deal.
It is a big
deal. These uniforms is a big deal, John Fricky.
All right, Morgan, we've known you for a few years. I want to ask for a personal favor, okay?
Okay.
In April, when you decide to do this, don't do it during our show and do invite us so that we can be there for it, okay?
Well, you guys will be there. It'll be really, really a special time. You know, one of the things I wanted to share is that there's a lot of kind of buzz about, if Nike redesigns this, then it's not going to be authentic to Atlanta. And I can tell you we're the only team that has embedded a Falcons designer in with the Nike team. And you guys know I worked at Nike for years. I've been in the NFL for over 23 years. It was a precedent that we set to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I can tell you that authenticity is there more so than I feel any other team redesign.
I cannot wait to see this. I'm excited. I'm excited about it like
worse.
I'm going to wear the uniform.
I'm sorry, Morgan. You're making it worse.
And you did a great job.
I want
it
to know.
You did a great job of not telling us nothing. I felt like I was at a political debate or something.
Well, if you look out there, what I love about uniforms, you've got guys and gals who have full-time positions covering uniform redesigns. You've got a Forbes reporter, a USA Today reporter. You've got Paul Lucas and UniWatch. You've got at least 4 to 5 people, human beings, who have full-time jobs that are paid to cover uniforms. That's how important this is. People care. And so it really is exciting for us to be a part of that now. And it was really cool for me that Arthur allowed that to happen. And he was listening to the fans and he said, you know what? I know that we've been, you know, we've had the same uniform for 15 years. It was coming off a winning season in 2016 where he said, you know what? This is hitting a fever pitch and we're going to do this. And so.
That's awesome.
Can't wait till April.
Can't wait.
Morgan Shaw Parker, thank you. Chief Marketing Officer of the Atlanta Falcons. The big announcement coming up in April and we can't wait. Our 4th annual Game Bowl taking place a week from Saturday. Starts the strikes at Sandy Springs, 7 to 11. Ton of raffle prizes on site. Autographed items include Julio Jones football, Matt Ryan jersey, Pity Martinez jersey, Trey Young basketball, Shaky Knees and Shaky Boots festival tickets. And we're going to be a half-minute hot take from our show for you to win a chance to be part of our show live in the studio. It's thanks to our sponsors, Stars and Strikes and Lit Vodka. More information as we go along. Of course, you've got to be there. It's the sports party of the year in Atlanta. Andy Reddy, top of the hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game time traffic. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.